Aubrey is wanting her hair curled, and anytime I post a video with my hair curled or her hair curled, everybody wants a tutorial, so let's do it. For her birthday, she actually got highlights or like a money piece and some blonde, so we have to make sure we take care of her hair because I don't want her to damage it, so we're gonna start with heat protectant. I'm going in with the Wizard by Amika. This is one of my favorite heat protectants. You can use any curling iron you want. Do not let people convince you you need an expensive one or a fancy one. I believe this one was like 20 bucks at Target, and it's one of Aubrey's favorites. To start out, I do not section her hair. I know a lot of people will put it like half up, half down, and then do the bottom and move to the top. I actually just take pieces and curl her hair from this side to that side. I did some of her front curls, so now we're gonna work on the back. They do look funny at first, but that is not how they're going to look at the end, so don't mind it. So take a little section of hair, probably about like this size, clamp up at the top, roll down a little bit, and flip the hair. And then roll the curling iron up. And then what you're gonna do is you're just gonna kind of move the curling iron as you rotate. Rotate and move. You're gonna open the clamp so that bottom hair gets added in and rotate all the way down the hair and then just pull out and you should have something like that. Again, take a little section of hair, clamp it at the top, roll it down, flip the hair over and just roll the hair while opening the clamp at the same time. Open the clamp so you get that bottom hair and roll, hold it for a few seconds and pull it out. Also, if anybody knows how to get my camera to stop switching like that, please let me know because it irritates me, but I don't know how to turn it off. I always curl away from her face. So when I curl the right side of her head, the curls go backwards, they go left. And when I curl the left side of her head, the curls go backwards, they go right, if that makes sense. Grab a little bit of hair, however much you want. Get your curling iron. And this is what I mean about it going away from the face. Same concept, put it at the top, roll it down, open the clamp, roll the curl while rolling up. Hold it for a few seconds and drop the curl. Same concept the whole way around her head, just change the direction the curls are going. Clamp at the top, roll down a little bit, flip the hair over, roll up. Add some hair in by releasing the clamp while rolling up, up. Do that all the way to the bottom of the hair. Hold for a few seconds and drop the curl. When you're all done curling, you should have something that looks like this, but don't worry, we are going to brush it out. I know it looks a little crazy right now. You want to wait for all the curls to completely cool down before you brush it out. Now, don't be afraid to brush it. Just go in and literally brush out those curls. And once they're all brushed out, they look so beautiful, and they will fall over time and not be as curly, but they just look so good. The little blonde in her hair is so pretty, and I love them.